Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network.
All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination.
Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Okay, so, when we left off, you guys had just gotten back to the firehouse of Ghostbusters International headquarters.
After lighting a match.
after lighting a match in that woman's apartment before leaving. So you guys got back, and when you got back, you saw a man talking to Nina. He seemed very desperate to talk to some Ghostbusters, and when you spoke to him, he said that he suspects that he's a werewolf, and he's desperately asking for your guys' help. Mike did ask if he had a Boston accent, and he does. And that's where we were, and that's... I think Adam was going to lead him off to, do you remember what you said where you left?
They're going to go sulk somewhere.
We're going to go be sad together.
Yeah, you're going to go be sad together somewhere, like maybe watch some TV and spray some mood slime on yourself, I guess.
Just to cry just, in the corner, spray mood slime.
Just be careful, because, like, smells really stick to fur, so I don't know if you're on
that. And,
well, he looks like a human, you know, he looks very human.
That, and I want to find one of the thing that goes on the noggin.
The video oral analyzer?
That's the noggin thing. Mm-hmm. I want to call it the noggin
thing. The noggin thing.
The noggin thing.
Is there one of those around here?
Yeah, they will have one.
I don't think you show up on it unless you're eating popcorn, though, right?
Walt?
You want some coffee?
Yes. Do I?
Not your personal.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Right now.
No.
Okay, you know what? If you find the video oral analyzer, you find it in the firehouse. I can't find it.
No, I want to put that on his noggin.
Right, good move, though.
I'm gonna, I don't know if we did already, but toss Mr. Stalker in the
creepy guy into the containment. Okay,
does anything happen when I put this in the containment unit?
No, it acts normal. Everything goes good according to plan. Anything else you guys are doing in the meantime while Briggs is looking for the video oral analyzer?
I'm covered in slime.
I'm gonna shower.
I'm gonna go, be covered in slime.
Yeah, you guys are gonna go. I mean, they would have a shower there, so if you guys wanted to switch out into regular clothes or into another spare set of jumpsuits, you guys are more than welcome.
The slime's the only thing keeping me from bursting into tears and just crying. Like, so, I'm
using it to curb your disappointment.
Yeah, I'm using it to. Exactly.
I'm going to look up on my phone or computer the current lunar cycle and our place in it.
Okay, you do know that there is a full moon that's supposed to be happening tomorrow, even though it is nighttime now, but it's like the true full moon is supposed to be happening tomorrow night. The moon's fairly full tonight, all things considered. So, but he's sitting here and it is nighttime, and he seems very very scared and he's very desperate for some help.
All right, do you want a PKEM?
Yeah.
Did you find the video analyzer?
He did.
Okay, good. 15?
Yeah.
Okay, when you PKE this guy, you're getting a very strong reading, like, throughout. It's definitely focused all on this guy. Mm. Like a class 6.
Let me ask you something. You ghost?
I mean, well, when you do PKE him, you know, you're picking up the energy levels that are in him, but you are, I mean, you can touch this guy. Like, he is physically there.
So basically,
there.
When I poke him, like, when I poke him.
He just
goes, he's like, he's no, he. By all accounts, he seems
okay.
Totally human, except for a large amount of PKE.
Okay, so the noggin thing is on.
If you put the video oral analyzer on him, you hook up to the TV, he's just like, he's still very sad. He's just very like whatever. So you kind of turn the TV screen on, and sure enough, you see like a wolf, like Skyrim style wolf beast face inside this thing, just looking as he looks. It's just, you know. It's inside him.
I angle the TV away from him. And I
that's a very good move. I agree.
And I pat him on the side with my slime-covered hand on the cheek, just going, it's going to be okay.
He's like, okay. Really? Yeah.
We got this. We're experts.
All right. So he's still very scared. He's asking a million questions. What do you want to
do? He's like, you're like, everything's going to be okay. Stay here. I'm going to go build these terrifying-looking machines over here in preparation for tomorrow.
are Wall and I done showering?
I'll say by the time that he hooks him up and everything.
Well, were you helping each other? Because that saved some time.
Yeah, were you helping each other?
Yeah,
sure. You gotta get each other's backs.
We were tag teaming.
Yeah, I'll say you guys are done. Or just out of curiosity, are you going to be in regular civilian clothes, or are you going to get into another set of jumpsuits?
Civilian.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I,
A robe.
When I'm walking...
A robe with a cup of coffee.
When I'm walking away and I pass...
It has a big H on it.
When I walk away, I see LaForge and then walk down. As he's, like, looking, I look back to make sure he's not looking, and I go...
You make a wolf face.
Make a wolf face.
I can clearly see on the display that he is.
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
Lycanthropy is not. It typically is not in the realm of the occult as far as ghosts are concerned.
But he did have a large amount of psychokinetic.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying, but I would know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he possessed? I want.
I'm going to do some research to see if there's a dormant possession that can alter a person's physical appearance and actions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Along with their actions that may be related to lycanthropy.
You are aware for a spirit that might possess somebody but alter the physical appearance, there are records, like, you know that that has happened, but nothing really as extreme as a complete transformation into a werewolf. But you are aware of a theory that links those two together, that maybe werewolves in the past, vampires, other mythical monsters sort of things, if they were from a human and they transformed into something else.
Well, we know that a pair of humans in the 80s transformed into gargoyles.
Yeah. Yeah, into pterodox.
Oh, yeah. It's true. You'd imagine it's like a similar idea where it doesn't have to be a possession, but it can also be like a dormant spirit residing inside somebody, and then when it chooses to, it can come out and become another thing. But as far as like werewolves are concerned, you really don't have a lot of, you know, information regarding werewolves, because
rationale tells me
because we don't believe in
them. The only first-hand accounts I've had of this from the Ghostbusters in Manhattan, as far as I'm aware, right?
Right.
Okay, so both of those were servants of a power that triggered the transformation. In my research, do I find that is normal, or is that just an exception?
It's not an exception, but it's also not the standard. Okay. Like to sort of make it more simplified, a greater entity can do that, like in the first film, but there are also plenty of instances where a spirit can get inside an object, like when you guys fought the Stone Knights, that sort of thing. But also, if it gets inside a person, it can do a similar thing where it comes out and then it transforms the person to look almost completely different. But again, a lot of this is theoretical. It's exceptionally rare, even in by Tobin Spirit Guide standards.
As far as Tobin Spirit Guide, werewolves are pretty rare that they're not really listed.
Yeah, werewolves are still, I mean, you guys are living in a world where ghosts are fact. Even you guys are kind of like, werewolf, really? You know, like, because there's fictional werewolves in your guys's, you know, universe. Yeah. So it's like...
Edward's enemy. Jacob.
Jacob?
Yeah. It's like, obviously.
So there's, but the thing
I'm
is...
I'm clearly familiar with
that. You guys, I mean, you guys aren't familiar with true werewolves existing, but you are aware of all the fiction that you guys are aware of. And it's just like, well, is this going to follow fictitious rules? Or what are the rules of this? Like, you guys wouldn't really know. But you would know that if it follows the same rules as a spirit that gets in something and changes it, you would be somewhat... You're more familiar.
Something that would show up on an oral spectrum analyzer.
Exactly.
Okay, I tighten my robe's belt and I go take a dump to think about it.
To simplify it even further, you're convinced it's not biological.
Okay.
Cool.
I guess I want to ask this guy, when did he start suspecting he was a werewolf?
How many lunar cycles have we gone through?
How many people has he killed?
Well, at this point, you guys would probably, because you're talking to him, you probably would have already known his name. He says he told you that his name is Billy Bishop. And he explains that he is an American, and he came to England to visit a girlfriend of his who's, like, studying there. But when he showed up, the things between them, she was acting very icy to him. She didn't really... He was starting to suspect that she maybe didn't want to be with him anymore. They got into arguments a lot. But anyway, one night they went out. She wanted to go out dancing with some friends. And he decided he wanted to tag along because he didn't want to stay at the apartment alone. Fine. And so he went out, and all of her friends, she has like a lot of guy friends.
Hi, David!
So they went out to this dance club, and they weren't really interested in him. He was feeling kind of lonely. He went up to go use the bathroom, and when he came back, everybody was gone. So he decided to go walk home or try and
catch
a cab.
Like, everyone in the entire...
No, just his friends. The friends he went with.
Oh, that would have been...
Group.
Yeah,
he walked out. Everything.
The group, no, the club was still going on, but his friends, all of his girlfriend and all of her friends were gone, so they ditched him. So he stepped outside to try and find a cab, but he couldn't find one because it was really late, so he started just to walk back to the apartment, and that's when he remembers being attacked by a dog-like creature, and he woke up in the hospital... like a few days later.
Well, they say a madman has a strength of 10.
people did believe that it was a dog-like creature that attacked him, but other than that, he seemed to be normal, but they wanted to keep him there for a while, so he started to have some nightmares. They kept him there for a while to make sure he was, like, psychologically okay. His girlfriend only came to visit him, like, twice during his almost month-long stay. Finally, when they released him, he went back to his girlfriend's apartment, and she just said, okay, look, I've been seeing another guy. You need to just go find another place to stay. So then he was looking for another place to stay, so he started to stay in a hostel. He tried to find some work, but then one night he went to bed like normal, but when he woke up close to the London Zoo.
Naked.
He was naked.
Stole a balloon.
He didn't steal a balloon. He did find his way back to the hostel, and he got dressed, and he realized something's very wrong. So he tried to go to the U.S. Embassy. And when he went to the U.S. Embassy, they wouldn't listen to him. He'd lost his passport. It was terrible. So on his way back from the U.S. Embassy, he remembers it was nighttime, and he was cornered by four people with knives. Like there was a stick up. They were going to try and rob him. He remembers blacking out, and he remembers waking up the next morning in a drainage pipe that overlooked the nearby water canal. The Cumberland Basin, which connects to the Thames River.
Was he nude again?
He was in torn clothes.
I've heard about these knifing gay rape gangs. They'll knock you out, they'll take you.
See, you played knifey spoony before. So after he woke up in the drainage pipe that overlooked that canal, he was just trying to find some help, and he saw that there was a Ghostbusters headquarters in London, and he came right to you guys. So that was earlier this morning, was when he woke up in the drainage pipe. Okay.
At least appreciate him coming and not being like, something's wrong, and being like, I think I'm a werewolf. Like, he put all that together by himself.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him.
I'm just going to want to let him know that we aren't in the habit of taking straight young American men.
I still just picture him crying, like, the entire time.
He is, for the most part, he's crying. He's like, you know, he's obviously had a very rough month. A lot of bad things have been happening, and he's been pushed pretty hard, and he's
well, I mean, to be fair, if he's becoming a werewolf, I assume he's been eating well.
He's not hungry. It's like, if you ask him physically how he's feeling,
rare.
If you ask him physically how he's feeling, he's like, I feel actually pretty good, but he's emotionally, he's completely distraught.
A lot of weather we've been having.
All right, stop. I'm going to call... I'm gonna call the inspector and see if we have any recorded homicides that have gone unsolved in the past month and a half, 2 months.
Okay, yeah.
Particularly brutal ones.
Are you gonna mention anything about a werewolf, or are you just interested in brutal murder?
I will avoid mentioning werewolves.
Okay,
and these guys are freaked out enough.
He just says, Inspector Faber, he's like the older one. He's very no nonsense, so he's just like...
To be fair, we saw the werewolf on the screen, so we kind of know it's a thing.
Dead hooligans?
He's a little inquisitive. He's like, what do you know about that? Because why would you ask me something like that?
It's just a lead that we came across while trying to find the Ghostbusters. And
he says, yeah,
see if there's any connection to that and their disappearance.
It's what we found, just last night, there were several homeless people who were terribly mutilated.
Can we see them? No, I'm serious. I'm not doing this for
Well, he's the one calling. They're invisible. You know.
We need to see. Maybe we can find out if they were, like, mauled and killed by our friend here.
If you want to head down to the morgue, that's all you, man.
Are you going to ask him about the remains?
Yeah, I guess I'll ask.
He says they were horribly mutilated by, like, a wild animal, and there's not much left of them to identify. They can't identify who they were. They do believe that they were transients. They were just homeless people.
They were, like, eaten.
Their bodies were completely torn apart. They can't even find a complete person, but they think there were several homeless people.
Can they get one person out of all of the remaining parts? Like a Frankenstein?
Somebody that we can question.
I was thinking, just put it all together, slime them, hit the beach kit, and get them dancing and talking.
No, God, no.
Dr. Frankenstein would kill for our technology.
Assuming you don't really ask him that, he wouldn't hang up unless you actually asked him that. Was there anything else you wanted to ask him? I mean, well, he'll go on to say that, yeah, there were the mutilated bodies last night. That was, like, by far the worst. He says there were reports over this past entire month of people seeing wolves roaming the streets at night.
Like, multiples?
He says some people said they saw more than one, but...
Like, wolves, like the dog-sized animal.
He says, well, they said they were very big, but about a month ago, we did have one wolf escape from the London Zoo.
Okay, maybe we should go to the London Zoo, see if there's any connection somewhere.
Hey, before we head off, and before he puts it away, I'm going to sit Briggs down and hook up the oral spectra analyzer to him.
Mm-hmm. See if there's any if anything's been changed from the ring to his psyche. If
okay.
If it's having any effect on him.
If you hook up Briggs, you see it just looks like a human underneath, standard human thing. But he is glowing. He does have a power. There's something in his entire body glowing.
Since the screen is facing away from Briggs, I imagine he's sitting in the same chair. I act really concerned when I'm looking at him, just like I'm terrified.
Oh,
he's
not gonna make it.
Oh, this is looking so good.
But yeah, he's got a human head. He's human. It looks just like Briggs.
I just tell you, you have AIDS.
You have ghost AIDS.
Yes.
Is that like super AIDS almost?
Kind of, except for worse. It affects your soul.
Oh shit!
It only gets worse when you die.
Oh. Well, that's not good.
God damn it.
You die from it, and then it really gets bad.
I think that may actually be the worst thing that's been said.
Or the best thing.
Or the best. All right. Well, yeah. He just has power glowing out of him, and it doesn't seem to be doing much else. But it's definitely there.
Wonder when I'm gonna get my superpowers.
Okay. So this happened last night, or the homeless people were torn apart last night.
Yeah.
So.
And the reportings of multiple wolves and everything, which obviously Inspector Faber he doesn't buy into the supernatural.
Where are we like now? What time is it now?
Wolves.
You're still at the Ghostbuster headquarters in London, and this is I'd say it's probably getting close to midnight at this point.
Okay. So, do we think he would have changed at this point if he was going to change?
No, tomorrow, full moon.
Tomorrow's the full moon.
But then people were attacked last night and torn apart.
That is true.
We don't have like a cell in the firehouse we can lock him in, do we? Like you drop babies off at the fire station, not criminals.
Right. Well, this is a very, very old building. Like this building goes way back, and there's like you know like where the garage is, it's like a 4-car garage, but those were clearly used to be stables where they'd have horse and carriages. Because this is much bigger than your guys' firehouse. There is an area where it's like an equipment section where like you would lock up landscaping gear or whatever. It is fairly caged in, and it faces a cement wall that would work in a pinch as a holding cell.
Let's remove the landscaping stuff from that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just tell him he'll be all right. We'll keep him in there for the night. And kind of calm him down.
Okay.
He seems like he's pretty cooperative. I mean,
yeah.
He'll
leave him some food and water.
He's totally looking to you guys for help. So yeah, he'll do it. He does anything, you know, he's like ready to listen to anything you guys can tell him. And now he's in there now, and the full moon's not supposed to be till tomorrow, but so he goes to sleep. I mean, are you guys going to call it a night at that point and then see what happens tomorrow?
I mean, how is he? Is he locked in?
He's locked in, yeah.
Briggs and some... Stuff's not blowing up in the basement. Can you see if we can make a proton pistol out of what's here?
Yeah.
I know that the bigger stuff we didn't have all the parts for. But...
I think I'm just gonna just keep supercharging myself with slime through the whole night and just start making stuff. I mean, the thing is, I want to work...
It's like an energy...
So I want to have a pool of liquid around me and start messing with electronics.
Well, everything but my hands. I'm just gonna work away my sorrow.
So, in other words, you just want to start working on the plan, see if you can make anything out of it.
Yeah.
Right. There is no greater cure for misery than hard work.
What do you guys want to build first, if given the opportunity?
You know,
I want a proton pistol because I always have a blower.
I want a dark matter generator.
My first question is what looks like I could replicate or build the fastest or, you know, figure it out?
Probably the proton pistol, because that one is already complete, it's just damaged.
Okay, let's give that a shot.
You get that thing going, it works.
Okay, but we have the plan so when we get back or when I have time, I can actually start producing more of these eventually.
If you wanted to, but now here's the thing about the proton pistol. It's small, you can wear it on your hip or like on the thigh, like basically like a gun. It doesn't have the capture stream ability. Like if you shoot a stream, it's like a regular stream and it does do damage. But if you were to capture something, it's exceedingly difficult to actually try and move it and corral it around. So you might be able to get a capture stream on it, but the moment you try to move it, it would probably break because it is a smaller beam. It's not really designed for capture.
And no boson darts.
It has no boson darts.
But it doesn't take up an extra...
That's right. So in other words, you could carry a slime tank on your back and this on your hip.
That's what I wanted. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, it's more accurate, so it's easier to hit certain things. And like Josh has the fire weapon. That would count as fire weapon. It would be because it's more accurate. It's basically a pistol.
I just, at some point, if I'm willing to give up actually using an inventory slot, can I have two and be Wyatt fucking herb?
There's really no reason not to. I mean,
all day, I'm just so afraid of crossing my own streams.
Why I'm cutting your own arm off?
Gun caught him. Proton pistol caught him.
You could just lay on.
So
I'll say, but that's the thing. If you have two proton pistols and you have shoot both of them at a ghost, maybe at that point with two of them, maybe you could move one into a trap. Yeah. But then it's like, why would you want to at that point?
Why would you just have a regular pistol?
Exactly. Why would you?
Cool. All right. So you got a proton pistol. So then I guess I'm not sure how long that takes me in the night. I'm just working my sorrow away because, you know, I'm sad.
It would take a while. I mean, these are very complicated machines. Like, I'll tell you straight up, the dark matter generator, there's no parts here for it. It is by far the most complex piece of equipment that you guys
but
can
do. Due to its complexity, is it possible to mount it onto a slime blower or a proton pack?
It's possible. You're taking a very complicated piece of equipment and making it even more complicated.
Well, right. can I maybe do like an engineering thing to see if I can maybe...
Could imagine how it's possible, but you would just, even you, you'd just be like, I don't know, dude, that's pretty tough. That's a tall order.
Well, maybe just get the ball rolling. Not necessarily, not finish it, obviously, but get the ball rolling. Can I maybe start that?
Let's just say you start studying it and you can start...
Maybe he tries drafting blueprints on it.
Yeah, if you want to do that, we'll say that you did that in the night.
So I can't
It's pre-alpha.
So, yeah. So I can't spend as many Brian points to get to maybe, like, double alpha?
You mean beta? Because again, the dark matter generator is by far the most complicated piece of machinery that is on any of the order forms or on anything. So for you to be like, oh, I'm going to take a piece of machinery that I haven't built yet, I have no parts for, and I'm going to adapt it to fit on a regular proton pack or slime blower. It's all in your head. Like it's a complete theoretical. It hasn't been done.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm perfect for it.
I'm
going to
go
to sleep
because I don't know how much we've gotten since the airplane.
Not a lot, really. Not a lot.
I'm going to go sleep.
Okay. So then, all right. So Briggs does that in the night. He fixes the proton pistol.
Oh, I had an idea. Can we figure out something as far as maybe like a little harness to put on Tobin? Nothing that's like uncomfortable for him that we could attach like smaller things to, like an extra pair of walkie-talkies or like the slime grenades on the side.
You'd be like a little white donkey.
Exactly. Yeah. No, exactly. I'm serious.
If you have
special needs people have dogs that have
like
dogs.
A service animal.
Well, what ends up happening is a lot of times I feel like we give the walkie-talkie to whatever person we're with.
Wait. Yeah.
And then
you want to put a little headset on Tobin?
No.
And be like,
No, he needs to go back
to the car.
I know what he wants to do. He wants to have a little dog collar that St. Bernard's have. That
with the beer. The
I am working up to the gin and tonic, okay?
I want to have the dog for
you. You'll be pinned under a bookcase somewhere.
Tobin,
bring me the booze.
He brings makes himself a drink.
It's a Smirnoff Ice inside it.
No, pull
the cork out with your own teeth.
What ends up happening is it seems that I end up, you know, we go somewhere and
giving
we give the
a,
walkie-talkies. Then now one of us just has an empty slot. So I feel like if he just was carrying them, we could just free up a slot that one of us.
Well, you
carrying.
Know, it'll really depend on what equipment that you want to put in there. But yeah, you know,
walkie-talkies probably okay, right?
Yeah, walkie-talkies
and slime grenades.
Slime grenades. Right now, you only have one slime.
Right.
Like PKE.
The PKE meter would fit in there.
Let's say slime goggles would almost be too.
Yeah.
Ecto goggles could fit in there, but they are a little heavy. But yeah, you can see that this. You go
they're heavy. This.
They're expensive. Put them back.
Sorry.
Is there any more like slime grenades that could potentially be made and suited? So
you only have one slime grenade, but you do have the plans on how to make more. And there are more supplies here to make more.
Can I maybe just in the night just start preparing those? At least something.
Yeah. Do you just want to make as much as you can?
Yeah.
Give me two D6. Just two regular D6. You make seven. You make seven extra slime grenades, so you have eight total.
And these are positively charged green slime?
Green slime, yes.
So okay. Two each? Cool.
Oh, also the three vehicles that are there.
Oh, yeah.
We should find a type of transportation.
Now, what are they? I mean, do you have the types of vehicles that they are?
There's four spots for vehicles. One is missing, and of course, you'd assume that that's where the Ghostbusters are. You have three others that are there, but they're all in various states of disrepair, like someone tore them apart. Not like ripped them apart, but like literally disassembled them to make it difficult to use. The one that's closest to completion, it looks like it's in the best shape, is like those European truck vans. You know, like those
lorries.
Yeah, like the lorries or whatever. It's modern. It's not like an old one. It's you know, but
they're ridiculous looking.
Like the van with the little raised roof. You know,
yeah,
one of those.
All right. Well, I guess I want to get to work repairing that. Mm-hmm. That's engineering, I imagine, right?
Yeah, Wall can help you with that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you guys want to work
is
together.
Is Wall asleep still?
Wall didn't go to sleep yet.
No.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well, they're up repairing that. Some more research.
Oh, I blew it up.
What did you get? count it. Briggs got a ghost tonight. 20 and 25 in a ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're both working on it. You're doing really good.
Yeah.
At about 3 in the morning, Briggs crosses some wires, and the European siren just goes off and it wakes everybody up. But that's all.
I think I'm still just sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wake up really early.
Give me a cool roll. Yeah. Yeah, you sleep through it. You didn't wake up.
See, I'm kind of surprised that, like, Pool didn't run down the thing and, like, Grandma's boy kicks down and gets
No, he slept through it. He's sound asleep.
Like, Bree's just standing there, like, you know, like, trying to fix the wire, and Pool just runs in and slides across the ground.
So what do you want to do, Josh?
I want to do some occult research and see if this slime it's in the sewers still?
The black slime, yes.
Okay, it's in the sewers. I want to see if this has any historical or occult precedent in this area, circa Black Plague.
Okay.
While Nina was going through all the files, did she find any registrations for do we know what the fourth vehicle that's missing is? That way at least we have something we're looking for.
Yeah, she knows, you guys would know what to look for.
Okay.
All the vehicles are decked out with the Ghostbuster logo and all the stuff on top and everything. So. It's not like, gee, I wonder if that's the vehicle. It's like you would spot it a mile away.
Okay.
What is your role?
Ten and a ghost.
I would say that you are really sure that the Black Plague didn't have any relation to the black slime, but you don't know anything about the current black slime, whether how old it is or how long it's been here or anything like that.
Okay.
But you find no real connection to the original Black Plague.
Okay.
At least as far as getting to London. Billy, meanwhile, sleeps soundly
Bring
in his cage.
Bring out your slime.
Bring out your slime.
Yeah.
All right, and there's nothing else, and I'll say it's... it'll be like the next day then, I guess, unless there's anything else that we wanted to do that night.
He was like hitting a cat against a wall.
I can't imagine anything else. I imagine I just pass out working on the car, just on the hood, just going... just drooling on the side of the hood.
Okay, then I'll say the next morning you guys are woken up.
Well, actually you can't because...
I wake up and I'm very disappointed that I didn't take a shower and I'm just peeling myself out of the bed.
you still in your jumpsuit. You just collapsed.
That was a poor decision.
Collapsed in the bed.
To be fair, it's technically not your bed.
Oh, that's true. Oh, the spy's gonna be pissed.
He was there the whole time. If slime in the bed is cool, then I'm Peter Venkman.
So anyway, you guys are woken up when Sergeant Guy and Inspector Faber show up at the farmhouse just to see if there's an update on everything. They did say that they did get a call from the sheep and gun across the street that a couple more people went missing last night after they tried to leave.
What the hell?
Why do so many people accept rides from strangers?
It's like, what is wrong with people in this city?
Sorry, I can stumble drunkenly home on my own. Thank you, Ghost Man.
But there was also reports of more sightings of wolves and such that people said that they saw.
I discreetly walk away and go check on our guest.
If you check on Billy, he's there. He's asleep.
And, like, there's no sign of a breakout or anything like that?
He does that.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
You've been really punny this season.
Sorry.
So they want to know if there's any updates that you guys can give them on, if you have any leads on where the European Ghostbusters, if you have any leads on where the International Ghostbusters may have gone,
no.
Or anything like that.
No.
We went to one of their most recent calls and took care of a case there. The sheep and gun does appear to be in question with their disappearance, so.
I say, alright, well, if you guys need anything, just let us know. We're still, you know, it's still our case, so give us a call if you need anything or if you find anything important. But we figured since you were asking about the mutilations, that just keep you updated that that's what was happening. So they leave, and Billy's awake, and he's just like...
I guess we can let him out now. Yeah. It's been the day.
He's like, can we...
I have to pee.
You didn't even give me a bucket.
It's like, go in the corner.
Pinch it quick, man. We gotta go.
Yeah, well, then you gotta clean it up then, if you're gonna tell him that.
Alright, so let Billy out.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, during the day, what do we want to do? Do we want to hit the sewers?
Billy wants to know if there's anything you can do to cure him.
I gave up.
Because tonight...
I was like, oh, we're going to fight you tonight, so I'm trying to make you as comfortable as possible.
Tonight is the night of the full moon.
Before we insert nuclear fire into Brain.
We should, I think, leave him in Nina's care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make sure he's locked up, make sure he's comfortable, but tell Nina
raw steaks or close to raw steaks.
Yeah, not nighttime. Can't be nighttime. And then
show Nina that spot right behind his ear. That just makes him go crazy.
How do you know that spot?
So you're just gonna let him chill out at the firehouse?
I think it's probably safest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go anywhere else. He's got nowhere else to go, to be honest.
And Nina can call us if anything gets weird.
All right, so yeah. Nina, this man may have murdered a lot of people in the last month, but...
Well, she was
you're
there.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're fine. Just you and him. Stay here.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Let's go. Tobin's got your back.
He's aware.
Goodness.
So what about, out of curiosity, we heard from the What's-Her-Face Victoria's Secret model. She's still okay. Is there any more weird ways?
Oh, Vivian?
Yeah,
that ship has sailed.
She has
No. I'm just curious.
She texted you at 3 and asked what you were wearing.
No, I'm just curious.
She didn't... Well...
No.
I imagine he called her like 12 times during the night. Like that scene from Swingers. Look, I'm just professionally, I just want to know you're okay. You know, don't want to be sued for any, you know, for any libel or anything.
Look,
else.
I'm going through a really hard time right now. Just call me back.
No.
Did you want to call or did you not want to call?
No, not call. I just mean, did we get a call? Like, I mean, is everything okay?
No, but give me a cool roll to see if you called her or not.
God damn it. I can't win.
Just give me a cool roll.
This was your goal. You picked this.
You actually resisted. You didn't call her.
Good job.
It couldn't have gone better, really.
My glob.
It was hard, but you resisted. Because you figured, man, it was so embarrassing, but if I call now, I risk that embarrassment, unless I can convince her, but that's not likely, so I'll hold, maybe call later, is how you felt.
Obviously very stable and well thought.
So yeah, she didn't call, and neither did you, but now...
I'm trying to think how you can convince her that one of us farted. Just call me like, I'm really sorry.
It was Tobin.
I don't think it was Toby. Toby was there.
Yeah. You're like, it was like, why is there a dog? What dog are you talking about?
I'm looking at it right dogs? Now. You impressed her otherwise, but
can
before
I dip
that.
Down to the pharmacy and see if they have any wolfsbane? I don't know if that's a thing people carry anymore, or if it's useful.
Do you go in civilian clothes or dressed as your Ghostbuster jumpsuit? In your Ghostbuster jumpsuit and dry slime caked all over you? He's like, you guys have any wolfsbane? The guy behind the counter just shakes his head, looks at you like, what the hell are you talking
about?
I just want
to buy some razor blades.
It's like, look, we're from the United States and we hear that you guys still live in the Middle Ages. We just need to know.
I raid the silverware drawer and see if any of it's silver.
I'll say that they don't have any silver. All right. No fancy silver.
Have we heard anything about the man that the police arrested at her apartment?
Oh, yeah. When Inspector Faber and Sergeant Guy, when they were there, if you ask them about that, they say, yes, he has been arrested. We are going to charge him for all these crimes, for like attempted murder and maybe even several degrees of plans to commit murder on Vivian. We've been able to talk to him, and we've been able to find out that he is the twin brother of the man who died in her apartment.
Okay. Has he admitted to being part of any strange...
To being really creepy? Has he admitted that yet?
He doesn't have to admit to that.
Sergeant Guy, he's like, that. It's like, he didn't admit to anything, but he's a bloody creep in my book, so... But Inspector Faber is straight up, is just, you know, he's very serious. He's like, no, and we're going to charge him to the full extent of the law.
No mentions or admissions of any
cults
or anything happening?
No, membership. He just said, Sergeant Guy goes on to say, well, because he's the one who, like, interrogated him. He's like, this guy, obviously, like Briggs had mentioned, he was a weirdo. He didn't mention any cults or any form of magic or anything, but he was a serious messed up stalker, attempted murderer kind of guy. So he really didn't talk like a normal person. He was very off the walls. He was very strange. So it was hard to get a straight answer out of him for pretty much everything. But no mention of anything magic.
Alright, so are we just going to ignore the dude until he turns into a big hairy thing we fight?
We don't have a lot of choice. We got to make some time. Ghostbusters are missing for over 72 hours.
Yeah.
That's true.
Alright, so we should probably...
Sewers.
Sewers is probably our next stop.
Okay, you guys want to investigate?
Yes.
The sewers? Yeah. Okay, now where do you want to go? Do you want to, like...
Well, we should split up and be completely vulnerable.
Well, I asked because Billy, when Billy told you that he woke up in the drainage pipe,
that
is part of the sewer system, and that was also close to the London Zoo.
All right, let's start there.
You guys look on the map. You find out Billy tells you where it was overlooking the Cumberland Basin.
Can we dress very American?
Do you want to wear civilian clothes?
No. We look like the American Ghostbusters.
So yeah, I'm just saying.
Are you guys jumpsuiting up?
Yeah.
We ride there in the Statue of Liberty.
Can't wait for our French statue.
Okay, so you guys get into your regular little fashion jumpsuits. You gear it up. You pick your gear. Everyone's got the gear that they want.
Yes.
You do have access to a car now. It's not an Ecto one. We'll say it's the
Ecto.
It's Spirit. We'll say it's Geist one. How about that? Geist one.
Okay.
I'm good.
Bapool has the proton pistol on his hip.
Yes.
Excellent.
And do we each have two grenades?
Yes. Everyone's got two grenades.
Yeah, buddy.
I will say, let me just, before we hop into it, there's the, just so I'm familiar.
Ghost Island, let's sit.
I'm gonna read you the description for the slime grenade. The slime grenade easily covers 200 square feet. With positively charged.
Whoa!
now that's obviously like within, like an enclosed room.
But if you were outside,
I dropped that one I had the other day when that guy had a
slice your legs in half.
But if you're outside, the range outward from like a central point of explosion, the maximum range is about 1,000 square feet in an open area. That's like splatter though. That's like misty at the far end.
Where it would still have an effect.
It would still have like a minimum effect. Yeah. But as far as like covering someone in slime, if you were to drop it in this room, everybody would be covered ridiculously in slime. There'd be outlines of you on the wall behind
you.
What
about the actual like force? Would it knock people back?
It wouldn't. It wouldn't.
Or
like,
is it just like somebody just exploded a balloon full of paint?
It would be like, yeah, it'd be like a balloon exploding, like a water balloon. Yeah. Unless you like held it in your chest and like curled up like a ball, it would throw you back and like throw you into a wall. But otherwise, if you were to like just drop it on the table here and you covered your face, it wouldn't hurt.
So if I'm really lazy and I don't want to stand up on my own,
it's basically like a stun grenade. it's the equivalent of a stun grenade in terms of force.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys gonna head to the drainage ditch where the drainage pipe where Billy was
looking for a bunch of bodies.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys head out in the Geist One. The European van truck.
Adam's like naked running through the show.
This isn't Metal Gear 2.
To be fair, we could make it Metal Gear 2.
Let's not.
Let's see, yeah, exactly.
Let's not in safety tip. So you guys drive out to where Billy told you he was. And sure enough, it's like this big drainage pipe that's tall enough to stand in. And it's just emptying out a little bit of water into the canal that's
any
down there.
Red.
Any red? Oh, like blood? Yeah. Any like no signs of any violence yet.
Black slime.
You do notice that there is a little bit of black goop that seems like it could be mud, but if you look really close, it does look like black slime.
Alright.
We gotta go up the pipe, guys.
You wanna PKE that?
It's definitely black slime. It's not a lot, it's not like flowing out, but there is black slime in that pipe. There cool.
So I'll be the first one in. I'm gonna click by it, I'll lead the way with the PKE.
Go for it.
I mean, you're getting readings that are like it's far away, but you're getting readings down there. And you
okay, now I just want to use this as my compass and follow where it gets.
Well, the pipe only goes in one direction right now. Right. So yeah.
Well, I hope you don't. Yeah, don't walk into the walls.
Did you guys take Tobin with you, or is Tobin at the firehouse?
Yeah, Tobin should be at the firehouse with Nina.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then you four guys, you just are you gonna follow Adam in? I mean, I'm assuming so.
Yeah. At a careful distance, I want to be able. In the event of possession, I have my proton pack ready to blast him.
Alternately, I will slam him.
You're able to stand up fairly comfortably. Like, I mean, there's not a lot of headspace, but it is a large pipe, you know, to be going through. You don't see a light at the end, but you just start walking. You just start going. And you're walking for, you know, a good amount. If you were to, like, turn to look back, the entrance is... It's shrinking away pretty quickly. But you do feel wind coming in up ahead. Oh. And the PKE is steadily growing the further you go along, but you are going for a little while.
Oh, good.
It finally does open up into sort of like a large, I don't want to say junction, but it definitely is like it's like a cross-section that goes many different ways.
Large intestine.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw on the ecto-goggles and have a look.
And in the center of this cross-section, a little bit of light is coming in because there is a manhole cover of a ladder up ahead. So okay. I think, okay, you're picking up paw prints that just are running, not currently, but like the tracks that have run through every direction.
Yeah.
Where's the
heavy traffic?
Heavy traffic.
Where's the heaviest?
Yeah. Is any like
how large?
How large of a paw prints? Mm-hmm. Probably like that big. Probably the size of a small dinner plate.
Like bear size, like grizzly bear.
That's bigger than.
Can they see these without the help of goggles?
They can't see without the help of the goggles.
Okay. Kneel down and be like, guys. Like huge, I guess they're like giant like dog prints.
Yeah. Where the werewolf size. They're
werewolf,
big.
Like
yeah. Skyrim werewolf size.
Like, I'm just gonna give them like right about here, there's just a gigantic wolf print.
Realize you could tell us anything, and we'll just have to believe you.
like we are
dragon footprints.
Guys.
Heavy dragons.
Hooves and claws.
No, but we are standing in the central point of Werewolf Highway.
Mm-hmm. I picture
Werewolf Junction.
I picture Wall with his awesome rolls, see ability, and ecto goggles is just the Ice King. Just wizard eyes.
He sees everything.
Crazy wizard eyes.
I don't think he's missed anything ever. to be honest, I don't know.
I feel pretty good about that.
I will say also on the ground in this junction, there's pieces of torn clothing. Not like huge shirts, but there's definitely pieces of torn cloth and that.
So it's clearly an orgy happened here, and then werewolves showed up.
Just find like a Tommy Hilfiger tag.
It's very hard to pick up where the levels are strongest, but you do pick a direction that seems to be the strongest one, and if you want to lead down that
one. Okay, Nancy, Tobin would have been good at this.
Yeah, it's true, but I mean, black slime, it might have hurt him. You know, if he wanted to touch it.
All right, so Adam,
keep following the things. I'll keep.
Okay, are you guys gonna keep following Adam? He's just gonna lead the way.
Yeah.
By the way, bring out your proton pack just in case something jumps at me. I don't want.
I'm ready to draw, man.
I think Pool's got an itchy trigger finger on this on this proton pistol.
I don't want to be mauled.
He's your Huckleberry.
He'll be your Huckleberry. Again, you're walking for a while. I'm assuming you all have your flashlights on, except for Wall's got the goggles on. No. Wall does start to see little pieces of what look like bone fragments. Give me a
fortune.
Give me a standard brains, since you're in the lead. I'll say with 11 and a ghost eye, you think you spot something. You're like, is that a bone? Like you're not really sure. And when Mike goes to look over your shoulder, you slip to your knee and your hands land and your gloves start to burn from black slime.
Ah, so I stand.
So
up.
You're aware that there is black slime in here. And you'll stand up. You're not hurt, but as soon as you hit the ground, you hear that like the sizzle of your gloves hitting black slime.
You need to make sure you don't face plant.
But sure enough, Mike, I can even say, dude, you do know that that's like a femur bone that's in there.
Can I look at the human femur bone and use a cult to determine whether like I want to definitely know that this thing wasn't separated for the purpose of ritual.
Okay.
14, 16.
This thing got gnawed on.
Okay.
This is not like a clean cut.
Alright.
Okay. I'll say that eventually you guys can get to a point where it's like another junction.
Yeah.
There's more like debris and bones and things. Maybe looks like maybe even a little bit of blood stains.
We should follow that.
This is gross, guys.
You also.
You guys know that it's going to be the full moon tonight? I just want to remind everybody. in case anybody forgot.
You also hear, like, distant, way down the pipes. You start hearing growling.
And I bring the proton pack on.
Somebody has a bad fajita.
But it's very far away. You're like, at first, you're not even sure if you've heard it, but then you're like, no, I think everybody heard that.
Okay. So, yeah, I
hope that was your stomach.
You do see up ahead, because again, you're PKing, you're trying to follow the strongest signal, and the signal gets stronger the further you go. You do see up ahead with your light on and everything. It looks like a part where the pipe may have been, I don't want to say caved in, but definitely like a hole where it's not supposed to be like dug out.
I stop the Ghostbusters and I say, hey guys, when this happened before in Manhattan, these things were linked to a central problem and you couldn't really interfere with them. I'm not saying that's the case this time, but there might be a source of this problem that isn't directly related to the people.
Right.
We should probably keep tabs on Nina and Brian.
Billy.
Billy. And make sure they're doing all right.
It still is like the middle of the day.
Oh, okay.
It's not night yet.
No. So this is your standard London sewer crocodile. Yeah. Nothing to worry about there.
But you do bring up a good point. But yeah, you did hear growling, but it is still like in the middle of the day.
So I mean, do you guys want to keep pressing forward, or do you want to?
Well, you see where the pipe where this like this thing is dug out. It looks like it might lead into.
So like I'm gonna shine my light and like very gingerly itch my way because I don't want like a wolf head to come out and bite my face off. So
right.
I'm just gonna kind of. So what do I see?
You see Grimoire's eyes.
Oh fuck!
I served the nothing.
Are you sure it's just not a?
You don't see any wolves. You don't see anything living. You don't see anything. It seems like a dug out area that goes into like another part of the sewer system that's not inside a pipe. Sort of like a pump room, but it's very large.
I'm game.
Let's get pumped up.
All right, let's go do it. I'll be the first down.
When you guys step into the pump room, you're seeing a lot more bones. It's like there was like a meal that happened in here for sure. You're seeing a lot of torn clothing is like strewn about. Some blood stains, but nothing like nothing too fresh, mind you.
They're efficient.
But there's also like torn couch cushions and stuff, almost like stuff with sleeping here as well.
Alright, so I guess just keep pressing forward into there. I mean, we guys keep as a tight-knit group.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are in there, it's, you know, it's pretty dark. There's no sunlight, obviously, coming in. You're underground somewhere.
Real quick, mm-hmm. Can I, make a quick brains roll to see if I can determine, just from the bones, exactly how many bodies this may have been?
You can take an educated guess. In fact, anybody really could, because you all know the human body has, on average, about one skull.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if you wanted to try and count...
on average, it's a rough number.
I mean, they may not bring the entire body back. Just, you know.
That's true. It's a good point.
They do have only one right femur.
Roughly, how many bodies would we be talking?
Okay, yeah, just give me a roll. All
right. 30 with a ghost.
30 with a ghost.
Complete skeleton.
You look around, you're seeing individual pieces. Right, you're guessing, by what you're seeing, there was probably about 5 people, give or take, if they brought a head back or not. You're guessing, you're seeing enough evidence to suggest there was probably at least 5 people that were eaten down here.
Okay. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, like elephant graveyard down here, but it's still pretty terrible.
Right. Okay. But I will say at this point, you start to hear running paw prints coming down the pipe that lead into
that thing.
The pipe we were just on?
The pipe that you came in from. You hear it distantly running.
When I turn around, I'm just going to net that thing just so that, like, we can't
net the entrance way?
Net so that we just can't have something just drop down here.
Yeah. I like that.
Alright, yeah, give me a moves roll to net the entrance way.
7 and a ghost.
Now, Pool, you had a slime blower.
And now it's flooded.
And Briggs goes, hey, I'm going to net it. You go, it's a good idea. And you let him do it. What is that? So total, what is that?
7 and a ghost.
7 and a ghost. You fire a net, you cover about half the entrance.
Do they get the other half?
I'll say 10, you cover it, but we'll have to roll for the slime.
Okay. Dreading. Okay, so the jaws open, I'm taking it.
Sure enough, you guys heard the running paw prints. And both of you reacted fairly quickly and just had to fire 2 nets to cover the hole that leads into this pump room. And leaping into view, into the net, is a werewolf. It's like this hole in this guy. It's just completely black. And it is very angry. It is just completely aggro. And it is tearing at this net.
I'm the puncher, huh?
How are we? Does it, like, have hands, or are they just paws? Like, is it a front part of the hand? Like Skyrim werewolf.
Well, it doesn't quite have those large fingers. It would say it's in between.
It doesn't have opposable thumbs.
No, it doesn't have an opposable thumb.
Real quick, before we start shooting these things in the face, are we of the opinion that these are not
people.
Humans?
These are people.
I mean, well, you guys figure that out. I'm assuming you still have goggles on. When you're looking at this wolf and it's like tearing, it's like it just got there and it's starting to tear at the slime and bite at it and everything. You see the entire body of this werewolf is glowing, like really. Really hardcore. This thing is really bright with ectoplasmic energy. But inside, you see a dark outline of a person. Now, really only have time to shout something really quick, so what would you shout to him? Just like, there's a guy inside! You're just like, you know, I don't know what. Like,
it's like, he ate somebody. We saw the bones.
Jesus, yeah, no, crunchy human center. Don't blast it.
Alright, so he just comes up, he like bites and claws and just like spider web. It is completely through and he's gonna leap inside. So obviously we're gonna start combat and you guys are gonna roll on it.
I wanna fire a boson dart not at the werewolf, but above it.
Like
the wall above it.
Just
to
make a bigger hole so I can come through easier.
No, it's like maybe the concussion from the blast will cause like topple forward or something.
Okay, yeah, I got you. Alright. So you fire a boson, it goes sailing right over it, it goes sailing over his head, and it hits, like, as he's coming in, it hits, like, the wall, like, right behind where he had to duck down to come inside, and it will, like, throw him to the ground, but it does knock down some, you know, some more debris, like cement and everything like that, so... It also was like, the explosion did have an effect on the room, but definitely on the ghost. So he did get hit.
Good shot, Wall. A couple more, and we'll be stuck in here.
So he rolled forward, and he's like, so he's on the ground, he's kind of stumped for a second, but we're going to continue moving on. Alright, so it's Briggs next.
I'm going to attempt to net it, because we don't have anything running around.
Net it to the ground where it fell? Whoa, that's a good roll for your slime net right there. So you net him down, it's going to hold him up for just a second. Combat's going to continue, so let's go.
It's the werewolf's turn.
Oh, yeah.
All right, he snaps out of it, but that's it took him that move to snap out of it, so he can't do anything else, so it goes on to Josh.
Okay, as he raises his head and lifts up out of it, I've used that moment to run forward. I'm gonna rattle his ancestors.
You're gonna punch this werewolf in the jaw.
Yeah, like... I'm gonna try to knock his block off.
All
right. I don't wanna unload it, but I've got my proton pack's on, so just for next round.
All right.
But yeah, I'm gonna give him a wallop. I'm gonna spend 7 brownie points.
That's a lot. It is, it is a werewolf.
It's a werewolf, but more importantly, it's a person.
Inside,
I don't want to kill him.
Right.
Uh-huh. Knew it.
Ghost die. But this is a lot to count out.
Okay. So, 44.
44 and a ghost.
Yeah.
So it snaps out, and while it's still like, and it's like snapping out of it.
It's got its arms up in the air.
Yeah. You run right up, and I'm assuming you're going to aim for the head.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit it right in the jaw.
Yeah, you hit it right in the jaw, and it just knocks out cold straight to the ground. Like, just completely.
All
right. It is down. But you do hear more running in the pipe outside.
Cool. Good. I think we're about to hear more running in this room.
Yes.
It moves on to pool.
Do we only have the one entrance and exit to this pump room?
The clearest exit is the hole in the wall that leads into the pipe, but you would assume that this isn't a buried pump room in the middle of nowhere. You assume there is another exit, but you guys haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Then I run up, grab the edge of the opening, flick your grenade, and roll it down the pipe.
Okay. Give me a moose, because you got to act fast. Because, I mean, we're talking about werewolf running.
I'm going to spend 4 brownie points.
Okay.
Here they
are. Have I know real life werewolves? And I think I do.
Josh knocks that one down, and it's down on the ground, and it's very quiet, but you still hear your feet running. Instinctively, you're just like, grenade! And you just, instinct takes over, and you just run right over there, and you don't even have to lean out of the hole, you just, boom, throw it in there. And you're clanking around, clank, 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 and that thing goes off. And,
a tidal wave of slime.
you just see a bunch of slime just, boom, just through the pipe. Some of it splatters back into the room, but not too much. And you hear, like, some of the growling and howling of a wolf and stuff. You hear, like, dog paw nails, like, on a floor skidding around, like, put on metal. So it's like, as it, like, skids around in there. So,
and just that frustrated sound that dogs get when they're in the kitchen.
But it's still coming, but you've definitely slowed it down. You guys still have an unconscious werewolf in front of you, like, and now you're another one at least is coming.
I'm gonna look for another exit.
29. Okay.
One.
Yeah. You just like okay. Look at the room really quick. Like you just because you got your goggles on too because you have like night vision on and everything. So you look around. There's like a lot of piping and everything everywhere. But you do see that it leads away to a thing, and you think you see an exit sign. Right. It's through like a jungle of pipes, but you think you know how to get there. You're pretty sure.
I'm gonna guys exit this way.
Oh, thank God they had this posted. It has a picture of like little werewolf and the people running away from it.
So you're just gonna leave. You're gonna leave the werewolf unconscious there and just run for it.
Are we slime netting it? Can we slime net it? And,
yeah.
Like, firemen's carry it.
Briggs has a slime. Are you a slime?
I've got carry. So.
Yeah, you net it.
I'm gonna carry it.
20. You go to grab it. I'm assuming you grab it by the slime net.
Yeah.
You lift it up and you're just, oh Jesus, this is really heavy. Like it's really heavy. You're still hearing the nails of dogs sliding around inside a metal pipe out there. You don't have a lot of time. So either you're going to have to get help to carry this thing, but it would be a lot of damn help, or you're going to have to leave it.
I'm going to, well, who wants to, I'll help carry it. I don't care. I'll help carry it. We got to get that.
Somebody.
You got to move soon. I mean, if you're, okay. You know.
I'm going to use,
It depends on what he's got here.
These 3 brownie points.
Both you guys together, you can drag it decently well, but it's not looking good as far as, like, lifting it up and carrying it out of here before one or more other werewolf leaps into this thing, so...
I'm going to use a boson dart to collapse the entrance.
So yeah, you hit the roof right there, and it starts to... A lot comes down. I would say it's about halfway. It collapses about halfway.
Slow something.
Definitely. It would definitely slow anything trying to get through. Now, if you guys want to leave, I'll say after it collapses, you're seeing paw, hands, multiple, reach in, trying to claw and grab it, whatever's on the
ground. I mean, I still got a couple punches left in me, but I think we should scoot it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So now that it's bought you a little bit of time, what are you going to do with this knocked out, slime-tethered, slime-netted werewolf?
We're going to take it to the firehouse for science.
Yeah.
Well, you already know, with the two of you rolling decently well, it's not a lot. I mean, it helps, but okay. You're gonna if you want to get. Let's put it this way: if you want to get out of here fast, all of you would probably have to pick it.
Okay.
All right. And Josh has a ghost die. And Mike has a ghost die.
Eight and a ghost.
17 and a ghost.
Holy shit!
God damn it.
Two and a ghost for pool. You could not have rolled worse. That's what I love about that roll. I think Briggs is going to have to roll better than it. Briggs is going to roll the best out of all of you on this one.
Adam, drive us out of here.
I got roller skates on. Drive me out.
Here's a steering wheel.
Remember
what
everyone's
the
number is. You have to cross off your running points. The last time you cross off.
Oh, my glove.
10. Only use 10.
Whoa, 10 brownie points?
They fucked up. Ghost eye, ghost eye,
ghost. You don't know that they fucked up because you're all grabbing at the same time, but... All right, if you really want to.
Dude, werewolves are trying to eat us.
All right, man.
And he really loves science, so come on. Let's do it.
Whoops. Adam is the only one of us that did not roll a ghost die.
Which is complete. Spins the ghost on his finger like a basketball.
Harlan Globetrotter.
Yeah. Which is rare.
Okay, so for Briggs, 45, no ghost die.
Yeah.
For
17 a ghost.
17 and a ghost for Wall. 2 and a ghost for Pool. And how many?
8.
It was 12. It's 12, isn't it?
It was 8 and a ghost.
Oh, 8 and a ghost.
Yeah,
okay.
these changed.
8 and a ghost. Okay, so this is what happens. Everyone, you two guys were trying to pull it, and you got, you know, need help! So then all of you reach over, and you go to grab it, you lift it up by, like, the slime feather and everything, and you go up and try to... Briggs ends up somehow getting under it, so it's, like, on its back. And he's just carrying the brunt of it, and Briggs is just, like... It doesn't even matter. He just starts going. Like, it's like, I mean, you guys are helping basically balance it on him at this point. For the ghost eye, 3 ghost eyes out of 4 Ghostbusters... I'll say it takes us. I'll say, Bull just slips and falls on slime. There's nothing else I can say. It's like you're gonna trip and fall. The 2 obviously is a failure to lift it, so you're gonna trip and fall. That's the 2. That's not even the ghost. For everyone else with a ghost eye, this thing starts to wake up. It's making noise. It's making noise like it's gonna wake up.
That's awesome.
But you're hauling ass pretty decently out of there. So let's deal with you guys getting out of there, and I'll deal with it waking up in time.
Can I use my?
I got more tranquilizers handy.
Are you gonna take a slime grenade, wrap it in cheese, and stick it down? Your
I'll use one of those. I really care about this world. Somebody use one of those ballpark franks that has cheese in it.
Oh man.
I'll say, Mike, since you kind of know where you're going, give me a standard moves just to see if you. To lead them through this thing. You guys very much now think that there's at least 2 werewolves out there trying to claw their way back inside. They're doing a pretty good job of trying to dig through, but you guys make it to the door, you go through the other side. You're inside like another small, locked-in like a stairwell, like a small metal stairway that leads up to like to a service level. So I'm assuming you guys are going to go up.
Yeah.
Do whatever. I guess you go up, the door is going to be locked.
Pull out my pistol real quick and zap it.
You're gonna zap? Okay, you're gonna just give me standard moves then, just to zap the door to get out of there. You get up there, I guess it's like Wall and Adam are leading the way, like, it's locked! And Poole, you're catching up the rear, you're like, step aside! You just like aim with this pistol and you definitely hit the lock just like melts away and you can kick the door open. Daylight spills in, and you go out and you're in the middle of the zoo. You're like near a concession stand, a large concession stand.
We just come out in the middle of the day with the werewolf.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not in a pen.
You're in the public area of the
somebody
zoo.
Like net.
The tapirs are very disturbed.
But so you guys just step out, and there's a crowd of zoo goers there of people who are just like. At first, it just looks like a big furry lump of something. No one can really tell what it is, but you guys are clearly very panicked and got all this gear on. I can't wait! It's just like this is getting out or whatever. So is the last guy out is probably going to be Pool. So, I mean, are you guys going to...
Very short.
Are you going to tell him to slime tether the door?
Yeah, I'm just going to... Very short. This very angry-looking American man. Just go...
you had to climb up stairs with it, but that roll was so good, it's fine. So are you gonna tether the door? Or net? You're going to net it? Okay, yeah, you definitely net the door closed, and everyone is starting to gather. They're not crowding you, but everyone is, like, you have everybody's attention. Everyone's like, what the hell is that?
Hey guys, watch out. Zoo's new acquisition is the skunk ape. Everybody needs to back off.
We got a 6 skunk ape here!
Yeah, we got a 6 skunk ape. If you guys need to disperse, because he has scent glands in all of his joints, and if he feels threatened, we're all getting gassed.
Alright, give me a roll. That is a really good roll.
Yeah, alright.
I'm going to tell you right now, pretty much everybody's like, oh, of course. And then they give you guys space. So I will say at this point, you noticed some like a burning smoke sensation is coming off of this werewolf as it's in the daylight.
The concession stand, does it have one of those...
It's like a large concession stand where you have to go to a window.
Does it have one of those vinyl overlays with the little frills on the side?
I wouldn't say so, but I would say it is like a large concession stand where you have to go to the window, say your order, you know, and then they go to the next one.
All right, never mind. Okay, I'm gonna take one of the umbrellas out of the chairs.
Okay,
in front of it, and I'm going to just pull the vinyl off the umbrellas and wrap this guy in it so that way.
Okay, just give me a moves roll. Let me see how fast you do that because you guys are gonna have to move.
Eight and a ghost.
He tears the
vinyl. Just tear the vinyl.
Yeah, you basically, and the flowers are still standing. You just tear the umbrella down, and it just makes a mess. And the umbrella, you know, the pole of the umbrella hits like another person's table, which spills their drinks. And you're able to rip the vinyl off of it, and you look up to because you want to wrap the werewolf in it, but they're already moving. So it's like,
let's go.
And then I say, America, goddammit, and I run.
Do you leave the umbrella?
Oh, yeah.
Either Wall or Pool, give me a brains roll to figure out where the car is in relation to where you guys are. Yeah, you think you know where how to get out of the zoo and where you parked and everything.
So for the record, guys, the only thing we've done, we haven't fixed the problem of sewers. We've just increased the number of werewolves at our firehouse.
This thing is definitely about to wake up. It's making noise. I'll say at this point, you guys are exiting the zoo. And you're basically running down the street with this damn, this giant furry, this black furry object that's wrapped in slime net, and it's starting to move. It's not like super strong, and it's not fully conscious, but it is waking up, and it's starting to move to see like, wait a minute, where am I? I mean, what is this? You know, and it's definitely moving around.
And I'm straight arming people out of the way. I'm going, watch out, it's Arsenal's new mascot. He's got a concussion. We need to get him to the hospital.
I'll say, okay, you make it back to the van, to the Geist One. What are you guys going to do? Throw him in?
Throw him back in the back and go.
Throw him in and net him down.
10? Well, he's just inside the back of the van, so yeah, you net him down. Netted to the floor of the van in the back. There's enough space for you guys to climb in.
Okay, so in this van, is there any reading material?
In the van?
Yeah.
Reading material?
Yeah, like the brochure, a newspaper.
Yeah, there's a couple things, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to roll up.
I'll say there's a couple magazines.
Okay, I roll up a magazine.
Uh-huh.
And when he starts testing his limits, I just whap him on the nose. And I'm like, no.
It actually kind of freezes for a second, like because the hit on the nose and hearing that, it is kind of stunned for a second, so it does stop for another second. But
it's because I don't have any other option. I'm just gonna coat him. 11.
Yeah, I mean he's right there in the back. The van is still like the back doors are open. He's just four Ghostbusters standing around a werewolf that's you know.
That was slippery in the back of the van.
Is there any way that I can just jam the nozzle of my thing into it?
You should probably drive the van.
You should probably drive the van. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were gonna wait and let it burn in the sun.
Take it back to the firehouse.
Take it back to the firehouse.
Okay, you get back there. You get back there fairly quickly. And you know, I'll say that you guys know that from the way the slime is looking, he could break out of it if he wanted to. But it's just sitting there.
Let's see if this ring actually does any good. I'm just gonna open the back of the door.
Open the back, yeah.
And just wave my hand with the ring clearly in front. I don't know. Like maybe this might trigger or do something. Maybe
so I mean,
respond.
Like, well, like, what? Just so, like, are you gonna try and like pet it, or are you just
no.
Gonna hold his thumb and his pinky finger out and go.
we hear a dingery dude. So you just try to see if it sees it and just reacts to it,
or see what happens. I mean, we don't really know what this thing does.
It doesn't seem to give any reaction to you. If you just start moving your hand around, like just to see if it looks, it's looking at you, but it's not. It doesn't seem to care.
I point to the ring. Whatever.
It does not react any differently whatsoever.
But
it is fully awake now, and it's growling. But there's four of you right there in front of the open doors, and it's sunlight, so the sunlight is still hitting. It's a little smoky. And it's growling and it seems very angry, but it's
how
not really going to do
it?
Anything.
Like 7 feet tall.
If it stood and like gave, you know, a howl at the moon sort of thing, like it would be like 7 to 8 feet tall maybe if it's on its hind legs.
It's huge.
Yeah. It's like squinting because
this
of the brightness.
You guys
of
wanted
the
to take him home. What do you
yeah,
guys
it's,
want to
it's
do?
It's squinting because of the brightness of the sun.
Somebody go check on Billy, make sure he's okay.
So you go inside to check on Billy and Tobin and Nina?
Yeah.
Alright, when you go inside, Billy, Nina, and Tobin are just like sitting
playing
at
poker,
a table,
like all three of them.
Just like they're playing cards or something, or they're playing like a board game. And Tobin's sitting there very calm, doesn't seem to have nothing's really going on, but they seem calm and normal. Is what's going on.
Tobin is killing it. At cards.
And Nina looks up and she goes, "So how did it go with the sewer thing?"
We brought a friend back.
Alright, so like, while he's doing that, we don't know, can the werewolf understand us? I just wanna, can you understand us? Are you...
He understood no, bad dog.
I mean, it's the part where I just wanna shoot it.
Well, so, I mean, I do too, but I mean, for whatever reason, it's not attacking us. I think that begs
you're asking if it understands you, it just growls at you more.
Why? Okay. So you don't understand us.
It doesn't seem to want to get out of the van because of the sun.
Okay, so the door's open fully wide and whatnot, and she's biding his time probably till the sun goes down.
Okay, I walk over, I tether the back of the firehouse, and just tether him. And just let it pull him right
pull
out.
Him into into the firehouse, basically?
Well, no, I want to get him out of the van and have him exposed to sunlight. So I imagine, like, the garage doors are open and everything, right?
Yeah. The slime tethers, they start to tighten up, constrict. And this thing is like growling and struggling the whole way. It's digging its nails into the bottom of the van, but it does pull him out into the sun. And it doesn't, it's not like in horrible pain, but it doesn't like being out in the sun. It's like really, its eyes are basically closed and it's like struggling against the slime. It just does not like it, and steam is just like coming off of its,
it's a pretty persistent reaction.
The mixture of everything is making it very angry and growling or whatever, but you do see he does start to shrink and come back to being a guy. He's got like a shaved head and like a mohawk, and he seems to be kind of like a punk, like a punker, and tattoos all over and everything, like a tough guy, but skinny, you know, and younger. Naked, doesn't have any clothes, and he's like covered in the slime and everything, and he's just
covered
like
in slime, just so he can't see the unmentionables.
And he just basically passes out from exhaustion.
All right, I'm gonna go get Billy and ask Billy if he recognizes this guy.
So he comes out and there's just a mess of slime all over the pavement. And
did you do this?
People
rub Billy's face. People,
people across the street at the pub
go to the penalty box.
Are just like they come out and they're just like sipping on pints and eating things and they're just watching the commotion happen. And Billy comes out and he looks at this guy and he just goes, "I think this is one of the guys who tried to mug me the other night."
Well, that's good.
He looks
kill him.
All right. Oh,
he's not dead. That's good. Okay, we're making progress. While that's happening, I'm gonna try to get on the horn with our police friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say, "Hey, I've got a guy that has some serious weirdness going down with him. Stuff that you probably won't believe until you see it.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that this guy is dangerous and has been accused of mugging, and we need to lock him up overnight."
Inspector Faber says if he's a criminal, he'll come and pick him up.
He is. Mm-hmm. So, but you need to get him into a cell ASAP, because when he comes to his senses tonight, something weird may happen based on what's been going on. And you'll have to take us at our word at that.
Inspector Faber just says, "All right, I'll send someone to come pick him up, and we'll put him in a cell tonight." So sure
with
enough,
alone.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So sure enough, I'll say like within 30 minutes.
Have we done? Hold on. Before this, can we do a PKE scan? Check him with the goggles. Is he still
oral spectral plastic analyzer?
Yeah.
Do you want to drag him inside and hook him up to the spectral analyzer?
That way when the inspector comes in, it just looks like we're literally torturing a man.
Okay, so you bring him in, he's this naked guy covered in slime.
It's funnier.
What the hell is your guy's problem?
You put the spectral analyzer on, you're getting pretty much the exact same image that you got with Billy.
Well, good. This will help us with the detective. The people, when they come in, they'll kind of understand what we're going with.
Yeah. Okay, and sure enough,
I think that we're playing a video game and torturing this guy.
Inspector Faber doesn't show up, but Sergeant Guy does show up.
Okay, this does not look good here.
So he comes in, and he's just like, "So Inspector Faber said that you had you wanted us to arrest this gentleman for streaking through your office, perhaps. Why is he naked and hooked up to a machine?"
This may shock you, and it's related to ghosts and the psychokinetic energy that's currently going on in the city. And if you need proof that he needs to be kept in a cell on his own, look at this video screen. And then, like, I grab his head while he's kind of unconscious. I move him from side to side so he sees I'm not playing around.
He says, "Nothing shocks me. I work in the Metropolitan Police."
"I once saw a crumpet that was 3 times its normal size."
Hold on to your butts tonight.
But he sees you, after he says that, then you show him, when you show him, you move the guy's head around, and he's just like, All right then.
This is a bit more than a cockroach infestation in Piccadilly Circus.
Well, I mean, he was talking tough until you started showing him the werewolf thing or whatever, and he's just like, Sergeant Guy, he does seem to believe you guys fairly easily. Whereas Inspector Faber didn't really, but he's, you know, he's just skeptical, but Sergeant Guy is totally, you know, he's down.
He believes us. Yeah.
We must all seem like a bunch of asshole Dirty Harrys to him. American municipality.
To the inspector, but Sergeant Guy, he's all right, we'll take him downtown and we'll lock him up, but I don't know how good a cell's gonna hold him if he's gonna turn if tonight's a full moon, so.
Are your cells made of metal? Because I know you don't have guns, but like, please tell me your cells are made of metal.
Because yeah, we have a couple cells for dangerous individuals. We'll strap him down.
Yarn and pops sticks mostly.
He basically it's
on the honor system, really.
from what he describes, it sounds like they're gonna give him the Hannibal Lecter treatment. He asks you if you guys can find a pair of pants to put on this guy, and then they lead him away. No. Take him naked. He's all covered in slime in the back of a squad
slimy
car.
Naked punker. You get him.
So they'll take him away, and he says, "All right, then. Well, I'll call you before sundown, just to see if there's any more news." But
great.
I don't know.
I think we should get.
It's a little in the afternoon now. Billy just wants to know what the plan is, because he is definitely very scared that he's going to turn into a werewolf.
We should call the New York Ghostbusters at this point, because...
Okay.
I think it's time for the people who aren't going to be researching Billy to get drunk at this bar.
At the Sheep and Gun across the street?
I can do that.
I volunteer myself.
It's 2:45 in the afternoon.
So
you guys want to go?
So we're starting late, but we can.
But you're in London. So you're in London. So the bar is open. Yeah.
We also still have two werewolves in the sewers that are
at least two, as far as you guys know.
Well, that's kind of bruising work. I don't know. I think it's a bigger. That's more of a symptom of the problem.
But I'll say okay. So do you guys? Some of you want to call headquarters in New York, find out what's going on, the others want to go check out the Sheep and Gun, chill out?
I'll call.
Alright, who's going to stay and research, who's going to go chill out at the pub?
I'll stay and research.
I'll go with, I have a walkie-talkie, so I'll go with Wall to the pub.
Mm-hmm. I'll stay back then with Tobin.
And so Wall and LaForge are going to the pub, and Poole and Briggs are going to do some research.
I'll let them know, I want to try these delicious fish and chips I've heard so much about.
They'll serve them to you, it'll come out hot and fresh, ready to go. Back to you guys, to Poole and Briggs at the firehouse. You call the Ghostbusters New York's headquarters. Is there anyone you want to talk to in particular?
If Egon's available.
Let's say Dr. Stance or Dr.
Spangler.
Okay, yeah. Dr. Spangler is in, and he takes the call. So you explain everything that's happening. He says, well, there were some prevalent theories a while back that lycanthropy, especially from the Middle Ages and all the legends that we're all aware of, may have its roots in psychokinetic activity. Not exactly possessions, but it is a infection inside of a human host. One possible, you know, is this, we've never had any true sightings of werewolves, but we have had we've been doing a lot of research and a lot of theories. If you want to try to cure this person of lycanthropy, clearly it's not purely biological, but it's not purely a possession either. You'll probably have to take a couple steps. Let's start looking at the legends. According to legend, its weakness is silver. Clearly, the slime made it have a couple problems. It didn't want to seem to be in the daylight, but it's also not a full moon, and they were still able to be around. I do remember hearing, it's one time when Ray and I, we were discussing werewolves, and... you wish you were there for that conversation.
Oh, you have no idea how badly.
He says, well, Ray and I were discussing the possibility of werewolves and what possible real world cures there would be. Ray suggested a possibility of if the PKE was in the host's bloodstream, that a blood transfusion mixed with ectoplasm of positively charged ectoplasm, maybe traces of amount of silver, could be enough to ward it off. Of course, you wouldn't have to literally replace his entire bloodstream, but let the slime do the work on a cellular level. We've never done it before. That sounds like it would work, but I'm not there, and I'm not able to judge. But please send us any data that you guys get, because that is fascinating.
I'm game for trying.
So I'm thinking slime tranquilizer.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what. Thank you. I was about to be like, okay. So.
if you had Egon on the phone and you mentioned something like a slime tranquilizer dart, he's like, well, in theory, that could work too. It depends on the metabolism of it, of course, but I, you know, in theory, if you had enough, that could work, yes. All
right.
He says, although, don't know if that would be enough to cure them, but it definitely would have an effect to maybe reverse it for that moment. But if you're talking about a permanent cure, a complete blood transfusion seems like the most likely possibility. But again, this is all completely theory. The International Ghostbusters were funded by different parts of the government of many different countries. If you did want to call a local hospital, tell them the situation, they would be obligated to help out because it is a government funded program.
We're gonna call and have them bring the stuff down. And we're gonna
all start right, this. How about I do that and you start working on tranquilizer darts,
slime tranquilizer darts,
and obviously you'll have to do some type of.
I'll say it's at this point it's like maybe around 3-4 o'clock.
So Nina, we're wasted on fish.
You guys are still at the pub, just chilling out, having a good time.
And malt.
And if you're still dressed in your Ghostbuster jumpsuits, but without the equipment, of course. So people are just like, oh, Ghostbusters, why are you coming across the street? And it's like they're...
No, I have a proton pack.
You have a proton pack on in the pub?
Yeah.
All right, why not? Okay, that's fine.
Like, literally, no reason not to.
Okay, yeah, sure. And so that's all happening. But then when you guys... So Briggs and Poole are still across the street, starting up the research, making phone calls, everything. Nina gets a phone call from a person who says they're very nervous, they're very scared, and they want to know an update about what happened with the package he sent them. And she's like, hold on, let me ask.
Briggs is married to a ghost.
But I don't think he thinks that you guys are American Ghostbusters. I think he wants to talk to the International Ghostbusters.
Well, I'm at the pub.
Yeah. You guys aren't there, so it's just Briggs and Poole. All right, so you want to talk?
Right, I say, well, I'm the new guy. And the other guys are out at the moment, so who are you?
He's like, he seems very incredible. He's not sure if he believes you, because he seems very paranoid. And he's just like, who are you exactly? You tell me right now who you really are. Just tell me who you really are right now. I'm hanging up this phone.
I tell him I'm an American Ghostbuster.
And you tell him, like, what happened with the others disappearing?
All right, yeah, I tell them that that the other ones have gone missing. We're here investigating.
He says, okay, I believe you. I think the people who were after them are after me. I want to meet with you guys. I think you guys are the only ones who can help me right now.
Sure, bring a sleeping bag and we'll just have a party with anyone that we meet. Just, well, we may have a Victoria's Secret model coming over later, except that will never happen.
And we have a totally off the hook party dog.
He says, look, I have to take care of some things. I think I'm being watched. I'm gonna call you again tomorrow. I'm gonna tell you where I need to meet you. But it has to happen soon. I'll call you tomorrow.
He's being followed by Gollum.
And he hangs up. So, with that, you guys are going to be prepping, calling hospitals and such, trying to get blood transfusion and stuff. Briggs is going to start working on slime tranquilizer darts. You guys are having a great time at the pub across the street.
Awesome. I'm high-fiving everybody.
Well, we'll test it out by just shooting various patients with the slime tranquilizer, just see how it affects their mood and whatnot.
It's about 4 o'clock, and you know the sun will be going down in a couple more hours, and I'll leave it there for tonight, and we'll pick it up next time.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by A Comic Shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or making contributions in our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Poole. Because that's not all. Tell him, Briggs.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right. And you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can also follow us or The Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you.
There's a ghost in my closet. I'm scared.
Ah, yeah. always had him really sad and depressed all the time. It's been kind of annoying. So I don't know if you could do something about it for me. Like,